Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. And today I think we're going to give you some updates on what's been happening around the farm. It's now early November when we're recording another podcast. We're back from Topeka.
Yeah, we're back from Topeka, and we're back. I think we've had three openings now at the farm and the Farm Fresh Mercantile.
Yes.
And I guess I kind of realize we are a thing.
You know, I think we are a thing.
I think we are too. And this morning while I was, you know, making soap or something, you know, I can't stick with anything for real long.
True.
But my mind was kind of wandering as I was waiting for the soap and to set and all of that. And I thought about one of my favorite authors is Dr. Seuss. I mean, you know, it kind of fits my brain, you know, Dr. Seuss. And
I think he's awesome.
I think he's totally awesome. And I love thing one and thing two. And, you know, we're kind of a thing.
We are a thing.
I mean, people keep telling us they're listening to Farm Chatter. They come out to the Merc. It's amazing to us. The people that know what's going on. And it's cool because we don't personally know them anymore.
We don't. We're having a lot of people, you know, come out and talk about listening to this podcast or reading our blog posts, monitoring our Facebook page. And we know some of you by name because of those things. We know some of you by sight. And we're still trying to put those two things together.
Yeah, we're starting to put them together because it is just unbelievable. So, you know, not to be haughty or anything, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking maybe we kind of are at least a local thing.
We must be.
So back to my little story about my, you know, how I kind of was random in my soap making and thinking.
Did you digress?
I did. Again. I mean, Are you surprised?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, me neither. So anyway, your nickname, we've already put mine out there. Mine's
yes,
Gert.
Yours is Gert.
And that's a childhood nickname. And so we have Gert's Garden Line and Gert's Garden Soap and all these things. Well, your nickname is Woo Woo.
Can you believe that?
I know. I think that's a cool name.
I have embraced it. And it started, pushing 30 years ago when your niece, Brianna, could not say Julia. And she started calling me Woo Woo. And it has stuck.
Yeah.
Other people have called me Woo Woo. We've shortened it to Woo. I've been called Wooster. And now I'm the Great Woo.
The Great Woo, yes.
For Brianna's children. So I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, my family still calls you Woo Woo most of the time.
Most of the time.
And that's how you sign cards.
Sometimes I shorten it to WW.
Yeah, sometimes it's just WW or Woo. But anyway, so she's Woo Woo, I'm Gert. So going back to the little thing story that I thought of, you know, we can't do thing one, thing two, because
Dr.
that's
Seuss already
Dr.
Took
Seuss's,
it.
Which is totally cool. And I have a thing two right here on my desk that has traveled with me for years on my desk. It's just, well, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But anyway.
What about this story?
I'm getting back to
okay.
It. Yeah, I know. It's getting kind of long. I'm sorry. So I was thinking about the whole thing one, thing two, and I thought, you know, maybe I'm kind of like thing uh-oh or thing oh no.
That brings up an additional story that I think you need to explain to our listeners. Much of that and stories about the banned list has been on your personal Facebook page.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners may know about that, but those who are just farm followers may not realize how many things you are banned from.
Yeah, I get banned from a lot of different things, and it kind of started when I was home alone a lot, like the chainsaw, fire. There's a lot of different things because I have caught my pants on fire. I catch my hair on fire, you know, just little things like that. So there's this whole list of things
I have banned you from.
That you have banned me from. So while you were traveling so much, I came up with all kinds of things that you forgot. And yes. So I got into, and some of them included your kitchen knives.
That was tragic.
Yeah, there were all kinds of things. So I do have this ban list. So on my personal page, I share all these things that I find, and we have a lot of people that have given me some suggestions, which I appreciate.
You don't need suggestions. But all of that does explain why you should be called thing uh-oh,
yeah,
or thing oh no. Yeah. I kind of like oh no.
Okay, so we'll go with thing oh no and thing woo.
I like it.
I do too.
We're a thing.
So, yeah, give us some feedback. What do you think? Give us some names and try to be nice, okay?
Yeah.
So that's my random thought of the day so far.
And it's early in the day yet.
Yeah, it is.
So there's a lot of time
to
be random. But all of this talk about being a thing has really brought us to this point where we are recognizing how diverse our customer base is. We've been open, like you said, 3 times in our fall season so far. We will be open every Saturday now through December 21st here on site at the Farm Fresh Mercantile. And we didn't know if people would come out here. We're a little bit of a drive. We're outside of town, but you're coming.
We get a lot of feedback on our products.
Yes.
Our shampoo bars have really been a hit.
They have.
And matter of fact,
them.
I need to make more so that we'll have some for this Saturday's opening. And, you know, I think we're providing people with products that, for one, we have a passion about, and we're trying to make all natural, good, healthy products that nourish people.
Yes.
And we do small batch, and we do it all right here at the farm. And you know, I don't know what it is, but I like our products too. But, you know, I'm very biased in
this. Of course, we are. We have scones and pies every weekend available by order.
Yeah, people have been going crazy with the pies.
So every Thursday, have your order in. We cut off orders at 5 p.m. on Thursday so I can plan the weekend's baking. But that's available every weekend, and you've been ordering.
Yes.
I've been baking every weekend.
Yes, every weekend. We've had lots of orders, and it is just, we so appreciate it.
We do, and we are in awe and amazed at the response to this business that we're building.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of plans for the future, ways to reach out. We do still have an online store. But we're thinking of other ways that we can share what we're doing and teach other people about how to live this great life.
Yeah, that's really a passion for us, is to live our best life. And teaching is just kind of natural for both of us. And it seems like that might be an area that we might be able to help other people.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this and you have questions or ideas, things that you would like to hear us either present in person or develop an online course, any topics that you would be interested in, drop us an email or shoot us a note, a message, and that would be very helpful.
Yeah, soon we will have a list of some of the topics that we have spoken about and feel comfortable that maybe we could help other people that are interested in topics like beekeeping, starting a business from nothing.
Yes.
Lots of different things. Podcasting, self-publishing. There's a lot of different things that we have done that to us just kind of seem like, okay, everybody does this.
And we are just so used to, if we think of something like that that we want to do, we just do it.
Yeah.
And we tend to not wait for others to jump on that bandwagon or do for us. We do for ourselves and create things that we want to see happen.
Yeah. And for a while, you know, it seemed like, well, everyone makes balms, everyone makes soap, but it's still, it doesn't matter. We have a place.
Yes.
And everyone has a place. If you have a dream, if you have a passion, use that both to nurture yourself and other people. It doesn't matter if there's other people out there doing it.
That's
right. It's not you.
Exactly. And everyone has something unique to offer. And if you would like to see what we have to offer, come on out to the Farm Fresh Mercantile. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the World Wide Web.
Yes. So there you have it. Give us a little feedback on this thing. What did you say? Thing woo. Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.